Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Lotto Loos. Lotto, I think that's the second time I did it. Otto!
Very good, John.
And we have with us Leslie Johnson, who's Director of Communications at St. Mary's Healthcare System for Children. And we've been talking about the many things that they do for children, which is just tremendous. Actually, when I was looking at their webpage, care is at the heart of everything we do. And that's just a great line. And it really is. The people who work there. Yeah, this is not a job. It's a job, but there's a certain person that can do it.
I have to tell you, I've been working for St. Mary's for 8 years, and I'm still in awe of the clinicians,
yeah,
of what they do. There's a genuine love. They want these children to do their best, and the children become family, whether it's
right.
a child at home where their therapist comes to visit twice a week or a child in our hospital. We all have a vested interest in that child doing well.
Right. It's not a job.
No, you have to have, I thought about that while we were sitting here earlier, that you have to have a certain gift, if you will, to be able to go into a place. I can only visualize it. I have not been there. But with all these children, with all these different problems, and you really have to have a gift to be able to compartmentalize, if you will, that each of those little kids or whatever are people, and that you're there to help them, as maybe futile as it may look. You have to have some kind of a gift, in my opinion.
Not only do you have to have a very big heart, which they all do, you have to be a really excellent clinician. If you think, again, let's talk about the differences between children and adults. A child is often learning a skill for the very first time. With an adult that's been injured, they have to relearn it. For a child, they may never have been able to do it, for instance, walking. They're babies. They were born, with a disability. So they have to learn to walk, but they have to learn to walk with the disability. So it takes a very, very creative and flexible clinician to work with these kids, and again, with a big heart.
Absolutely.
And the kids can't always communicate as well as an
Absolutely.
Adult. They can't tell you what's wrong or what's going on, or in some cases, I'm sure. So you really have to be able to kind of feel what's going on with that child.
Yeah, and that goes back to the child and the family being the patient. Because again, the family often knows more. The other thing that's very interesting, now we're in this whole digital age. There are so many neat communication devices that children who cannot speak can use. There's one girl who at the hospital who had a brain infection, and she was a perfectly healthy kid. She had a brain infection. It impacted all of her mobility and her speech, but she's in there with her sense of humor, and she's a little sarcastic, and she'll give you a little zutch every now and then. But we only knew that when she had her iPad and she was able to start communicating with us.
Wow.
And she is sassy, let me tell you.
That's a tool that I've been preaching to a lot of people, the iPad, and how that can be used in such a positive way to communicate. They have icons on the screen that say, I need a drink, or, whatever, you hit a button. I'm glad to hear you say that. At least the children are using the iPads.
It's phenomenal. I mean, there are also other devices
right.
that are strictly, like you're saying,
right.
Otto, which is amazing for a family who's never been able to communicate with their child. I remember a family from Syosset not too long ago with a child with cerebral palsy. And she can't speak, but they got her a touch screen, again, through St. Mary's in the speech program. And the touch screen, she was able to choose. Do you want pudding for your snack, or do you want pretzels for your snack?
Right.
That's a tremendous, change. They know their child's thoughts. So it's pretty neat stuff. And technology in general is just...
Oh, it's coming along.
It is. And the technology at our hospital, it's absolutely state of the art. So anything we can do technology-wise to help our kids, we can. For instance, and I don't mean to digress,
sorry. No, go away going.
We have this incredible neuro-rehabilitation program. We always had a great traumatic brain injury program. It was the first certified in New York City just for kids, and we've expanded it. And over the last few years, we've expanded it as a neuro-rehabilitation program. So we have robotic technology that helps the children with their walking, using an arm. Perhaps they had stroke-like symptoms where they have a left-sided weakness. we're able to help them use that left hand with robotic devices, and we're able to actually even map the brain to show where they need to get some work done, where they need to stimulate maybe, or where they need to whatever they need to do to get that arm to move better. So, and that's in addition to traditional neurorehabilitation and neuropsychology.
It's amazing. Actually, I'm just going to interrupt here for one quick. I'm going to give the phone number of the St. Mary's out, because St. Mary's also was always looking for volunteers. We have, this is a senior radio show. I mean, for a man, a senior, an adult, or, you know, man or woman, to go in for a couple of hours on a given afternoon and help out these kids, it's always wanted at St. Mary's.
It is.
And I think I have it right, 718-281-8800.
That's the main number for the hospital. Yep.
That would be the best number for people to call.
That would be fine. And, you could call that number, actually, just for general information as well. But we do have an adult volunteer program, which is wonderful. There's we have volunteers that work directly with the children. We have volunteers who prefer to be a little bit less hands-on. But all in all, it's a wonderful program. And the volunteers become like family as well.
Absolutely. Sure, because if you're going in even once a week and the child's there for a year, you're becoming friends if you're going to be doing more of a one-on-one with somebody. You know, and then the thing is, which is nice, some people want to help. It is tough. I've been in there. Sometimes you can walk down the hall and it's a tough, you know, with the various children. So, but that's fine, because you could do something in the main office. You could do something. There's plenty of places where you could help out.
I can guarantee, and I tell this to everyone who walks into our building or comes again to one of our centers, it'll take you 5 minutes to see beyond the disability and see that child for all the abilities that he has. 5 minutes. You're going to notice the wheelchair, or you're going to notice, you know, whatever apparatus this child has. But in 5 minutes, you are going to see completely beyond it and just see that child for who he or she is. They are incredibly resilient, and I always just say they're goofy. They're just like regular, healthy kids.
You know,
it sounds like if you're home and you have some time on your hands and you're still physically able, it would be a great idea to volunteer for something
Absolutely.
Like that.
And there are many ways to get involved with the organization, not just at the hospital. There are various committees. There's I believe there's even a committee on Long Island, sort of a networking type of thing. So again, I encourage you to learn
absolutely.
More, visit our website, learn more about the organization. It's incredible.
Just the therapeutic center in Roslyn, what happens there? I mean, I know it's different from the hospital itself, so that's just like a person would come in there for an hour therapy or something like that.
Correct. So it's a therapy center. They offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapies, feeding therapies. My son went there for pragmatic skills and social skills when he was little. He had a speech problem himself.
Okay.
So my child is a St. Mary's kid as well.
Okay.
They work individually with children. They also work with school districts. They work with many school districts, going into the schools and doing work with the children in the schools throughout Long Island.
Right, okay.
And also a lot with the SEPTAs, with the Special Education Parent Teacher Organizations.
Oh, okay.
They did a NEAT program a few years ago in Port Washington, where they worked with the kids on community integration, on working with the local pizza store and the library and a few other stores, and having the kids come in and make change or order something.
Skills. Now these are older children. These are going to be like teenagers.
We do the same thing at our hospital. We have a young adult program, children from 18 to 25. Remember, now they're surviving into these young adults. Our program there teaches basic life skills. Same thing, going to a mall and learning how to navigate.
I didn't know that. I thought you were finished as you...
Oh, no. The hospital admits from newborn until about the age of 18, strictly the hospital.
Right.
But our kids, I mean, we're working with young adults right now. We can work with them. This is an arbitrary number, and I am no longer considered a young adult because the age that one of our home care programs ages out at is age 44. Don't ask me what that means, but somebody came up with the idea that at 45 you're no longer a young adult. But we have this wonderful home health program to work with kids, again, kids, young adults, adolescents. And help them live independently, as independently as possible.
So you're dealing with the complete person, not complete child.
Absolutely.
Not just a physical, medical set up and that's it.
Correct.
Right.
That's nice because, you know, within the various conditions that they have, continuity, I think, would be the most important thing. So at 18, say, okay, now go find a job and find somebody who'll work you through that aspect of your life. They're just taking the next step with St.
Right.
Mary's.
Right. And again, to be quite honest, families, they often don't know what to do,
especially
at home. There is no place to go to say, hey, my child has cerebral palsy and XYZ, and now what do I do? You have to be, you know, pretty savvy to be able to manage it on your own. If you are fortunate enough to have a place like St. Mary's as your resource, we guide you, we help you, we help you find, it's called case management, and it's really helping guide the families. And that's where healthcare seems to be going these days. So that's, we're sort of ahead of the curve, which is great.
It's kind of a parallel to Project Independence for seniors, in a sense that Project Independence is there to guide and support seniors to help them stay in their own home, because the research time involved for a child or a senior in a medical system to be able to handle problems you're describing take you forever. So if you can go somewhere and you have a child who has these kinds of problems and get the guidance and support that takes care of all of the things you would have to do on your own, that's, to me, major.
Oh, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, our next big challenge is now that the children are growing up, you know, many of them with complex issues, their parents are also getting older.
Right. Yes.
And at some point, the parents aren't going to be able to care for the children, and then what? And that's something that St. Mary's is working very hard locally.
I'm not even thinking of that.
With organizations to try and come up with a model. You know, there are group homes for autism, for Down syndrome, you know, for other things, not necessarily for the most complex. So that's our next phase of our work.
And we'll be back for that, because unfortunately our time is up. You've been listening to Leslie Johnson, who's the Director of Communications at St. Mary's Healthcare System for Children. It's been a wonderful, wonderful interview. I appreciate it very much, Leslie.
Thank you very much.
This is Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.